Hello.
General Lapayansky.
I wasn't sure what you'd call now or later, if you had made the adjustment for the time or not. Thanks.
Made the adjustment. Matisyao actually told me this morning, so that's why I actually
I was going to actually email you. Now, I can't find the safe in the house for some reason, but I have it on a computer, so I will go to that.
Otherwise, I can scan it and send it to you.
No, I have it. It's what? Okay, Nisivatsnius.
No, Nasiba Imuna towards the end.
One second. Again. Around. Hold on, this is going to be. Good. So let me just get the thing on so that Matisyao will not, as you note, it is what I am petrified of Matisyao. There it is. Is he there, Matisyao?
Just the two of us tonight.
Okay.
Myself and its son.
Okay. Recording. Yes, it's going. That's fine. Okay.
Ruby, can I ask you?
Yes.
Ask you one of the open-ended questions to begin
Sure.
with. Why is Yaakov Avinu Emes? I.e., if I were to choose between Chesed Din and Rachamim, which one is Emes? I would choose Din. Why is Yaakov Rachamim Emes?
Good. So let's understand. Good question. Let's go slowly. The first question is, how do we define emes in a vacuum? In other words, chesed I can understand in a vacuum, giving, but how is emes defined without something to compare it to? In other words, in the simplest sense, if I say a story, the story is only emes if I can compare it to an event that happened. If I tell you the formula for gravity is so and so, it's emes if it matches up with reality. So the question is really, how do we define emes? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating a world and we want to put in a mid of emes, well, how would we define emes in that way? That's really a question that we need to ask. And the answer to that is emes means true to either source or goal. So if the word emes applies to both in equal measure, and both are actually true. So in other words, when I take a picture of a person, if I say this is a true picture, it means it matches the person exactly. On the other hand, I can also use the word true to goal when I say this is the true way to such and such place, this is the true path to happiness, etc. I'm telling it to a goal. So I can emes is either we're true to source or true to where I want to get to, and both are one and the same. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the meat of emes in this world is an accurate hemshich of the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into this world midos. Let's give a mashal for midos in a way that'll fit the picture. It's like an artist who has a palette, a palette, I don't know how you pronounce it, PALLETT, an artist's palette.
Pellet, yeah.
Palette, okay. And he has different colors. Now, those colors, Kishala Atzmam, represent absolutely nothing in the Bria. They might, by some coincidence, have the same color as XYZ, but that's it. But Be'etzem, they are colors in their own right. The person now takes it and mixes it in a way that it's now true to task, true to origin, and so on. Or if he's creating an abstract picture, it's true to what he wants to express. He would like to arouse feelings of passion, feelings of tranquility, or whatever. That is what, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. In this world, we have many different colors, which you would call midos. And your job, our job, is to construct a picture using the various different entities in order to create a mahalach that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. The place, and that's why it's called Emes. So the order, the correct order, is to first create the tools and the colors. So the carpenter has a big bag of different tools, ranging from a 1 millimeter drill to a 10 centimeter drill. The artist has all sorts of different colors and palette and palette and so on. Now, those come first, and those are in an essential way not true, not correct, however you'd like to describe it. When you then take and combine it appropriately, you get the picture that's true. So the way it had to work with Avram bringing in one mahalach in the Bria, which is one of the elements necessary for Avodas Hashem, Yitzhak had to bring in the opposite, which is the minimum that you need. Any time your Avoda is combining things, and so on, it's going to need two elements. These are the two most radically opposite elements. And then the midah of combining these things in a way that is true to target, to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants out of the Bria. If you want to see this in a very, very clear way, though in very different terms, let's look at the Rambam, and I am going to bring up the Rambam on the computer also. The Rambam is in Hilchos Deos. I don't know if we've done it or not here. I just can't remember. But in Hilchos Deos, let's just read the Rambam. It's such an important Rambam. The Rambam, what the Rambam calls Deos, we call Midos. And the Rambam says, he starts with the Deos. Deos harba yeshiv alecha v'vnei adam. There are many built-in Deos. Deos, I would best translate as attitudes. In other words, when we talk about midas, we talk about, a temperament or an emotion allowed pour. He means attitudes. The very diverse and very distinct. And he says some of it is inborn. Some people are upset at everything. So we get upset at everything. The idea is there's an emotional expression of it, the guy who yells and screams and carries on. But deeper than that is, there's an attitude there. Things need to be exactly the way they ought to be, or exactly the way I would like them to be. That's the way things should be. And anything other than that needs to be struck down. But the person thinks of this consciously or subconsciously, but that's what's going on. Then he says there's some people who are very apathetic. They don't get angry at all. There's some people that are extremely haughty, and very, very confident, and some people are very modest and humble and so on. Some people have tremendous drives and cravings, and some people are just don't seem to have, seem to be listless. And he lists so on and on and on and on. And then he says between each of these sets that are polar opposites, the yesh ben koldei v'deir chokav v'katzei ha'acha, between the two sets that are polar opposites, there are deos beninis,